Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to This Day in History class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is July 13th, 2019. The day was July 13th, 1930. The first FIFA World Cup, the world championship for men's national soccer teams, began in Montevideo, Uruguay. FIFA, or the International Federation of Association Football, is the international governing body for soccer. In 1928, FIFA's Congress voted to hold a world championship for soccer in 1930. Italy, the Netherlands, Sweden, and Spain all expressed interest in hosting the championship, but Uruguay was willing to pay for travel and hotel expenses and to build a new stadium. Uruguay had also won the gold medal for soccer, or football as people outside of the U.S. call it, in the 1924 and 1928 Summer Olympics. Plus, 1930 would mark the 100th anniversary of the adoption of Uruguay's first constitution. At the 1929 FIFA Congress in Barcelona, Uruguay was confirmed as the hosting country. The first World Cup would be the only without qualifications. Teams were invited. At the time, the Great Depression was affecting economies all around the world. Many European players were not able to or did not want to make the trip to South America to participate in the championship. Soccer did not earn them a living, and they were afraid they would lose their jobs if they were away for too long. Though many European teams did not take part in the inaugural World Cup, the president of FIFA at the time, Jules Rimet, got Belgium, France, Romania, and Yugoslavia to participate. The king of Romania personally selected the team members for the tournament and guaranteed their jobs would still be there when they returned home. Mexico, the United States, Argentina, Brazil, Bolivia, Chile, Paraguay, and Peru also participated in the World Cup, bringing the total number of competing teams to 13. All the European teams besides Yugoslavia left Barcelona on June 22, 1930, on the SS Conte Verde. The Yugoslavian team left on its own on the MS Florida. The Conte Verde picked up the Brazilian players in Rio and stopped at Santos. On July 4th, they arrived in Montevideo. Construction began on a stadium built specifically for the World Cup called Estadio Centenario in July of 1929. But it was still not finished by the time the World Cup began on July 13th, and the first match wasn't held in the stadium until days later. The first games, France versus Mexico and the U.S. versus Belgium, were held that day at the Positos and Parque Central stadiums in Montevideo. France's Lucien Laurent scored the first ever World Cup goal 19 minutes into the game. France beat Mexico 4-1, and the U.S. beat Belgium 3-0. Controversy arose when referees ended France's second game versus Argentina 6 minutes early. The official brought the teams back to finish the game, and Argentina won 1-0. Argentina and the United States went up against each other in the semifinals, which Argentina won 6-1. The final, Argentina versus Uruguay, took place on July 30th. Somewhere between 68,000 and 90,000 spectators were in the audience at the Estadio Centenario. Uruguay beat Argentina 4-2, with Argentinian Hector Castro scoring a minute before the match ended. The trophy that Uruguay received was designed by a French sculptor named Abel Lafleur. The first FIFA Women's World Cup was held in 1991, though other unofficial international tournaments had been held already, starting in 1970. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have any burning questions or comments to tell us, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.